You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
This morning I'm going to speak to you about take back your peace. Turn to your neighbor and say, take back your peace. Turn to your other neighbor and say, take back your peace. You see, in John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives it to you, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You see, Jesus spoke these words to comfort his disciples who were troubled by his coming death. Why would Jesus have to speak these words to you this morning? If Jesus was here this morning, why would he have to say to you, peace be still? Do not be anxious. Do not be afraid. You see, we can all acknowledge that life is filled with moments that want to take our peace away and leave us feeling lost. Amen? Many times we want to be strong, ladies, us especially, and then we find ourselves being weak. Many times we want to be courageous, amen, but we feel we're overcome by fear. We want to walk in joy, but we find ourselves in despair. So these feelings leave us feeling helpless, insecure, anxious, worried. Could this be the reason that 40 million people around the world today suffer from some form of mental illness? Have we perhaps lost our peace? Amen. You see, Charles Spurgeon, one of my faves, he stated that peace is like a gem and it has many different sides. Isn't that beautiful? Peace is like a gem and it has many different sides. What did he mean by this? So, today we'll be looking at three truths about peace. There are many, many beautiful truths, and there are many beautiful stories in the Bible about peace and about not fearing and about not being anxious and about holding on to Jesus. But today I'm going to highlight three. Is that okay? And my first one is that peace always has a cost attached to it. Peace always has a cost attached to it. What do I mean by this? Peace cost God his son. You see, God originally created this beautiful world for us to walk in a garden and walk in fellowship with him every single day, to live a life without worry, without anxiety, without depression, without problems, without challenges. That was the world God had in mind for you. But unfortunately, when sin came into this world, things changed. When sin came into this world, unity with our Prince of Peace was broken. Amen? Unity with our Prince of Peace was broken. And we broke it by choosing sin above him. Amen? So now Jesus has to come to reconcile us to God. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 it says, for he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. God had to send his son to restore peace. So peace had a cost. It cost Jesus his life. Amen? What are you willing to pay for that peace that the creator of the universe sacrificed his life for? You see, peace is a gift. I've got a lot of things to show you today. I could be a great children's church teacher, amen? But peace is a gift. This is peace this morning. It's a gift that God has for each and every one of you this morning. But we've got our part to play in accepting this gift as our own. Peace is a gift. His name is Jesus Christ. Peace is a gift. Are you with me this morning, church? If you want peace, it's going to cost you your submission to Jesus. If you want true peace, it's going to cost you your dedication to his word. If you want peace, it's going to cost you humbling yourself and putting yourself down and lifting up the name of Jesus. Peace will cost you your defense mechanism and your anger and maybe your need to always want to be right. Amen? Hallelujah? Is that not what peace is going to cost you? Because as soon as you start engaging, you hand over the peace and you take something else. Amen? What is peace costing you this morning? Or let me ask it in a different way. What is it costing you not to have peace? Turn to your neighbor and say, what is it costing you not to have peace? Peace has a cost attached to it. It cost God, Jesus, to come and die to restore peace with the Prince of Peace. What is not having peace costing you today? Let me just tell those that have children this morning, raise them up in the ways of the Lord. Raise them up in peace. Raise them up in joy. Raise them up in walking with the Lord. But can I tell you something? If our children depart from the ways of the Lord, you know what the most beautiful thing about the prodigal was? He knew his way back home. Amen? So I want to tell every single person in this building this morning, let's give God a hand. If we give him a hand, let's give him a massive hand. Amen? He's worthy of our very best. So I want to tell every single mommy in this building today, every single daddy, if you maybe have a child and he's maybe walked away from God and you've raised him up in the ways of the Lord, I want to tell you the most beautiful thing about the prodigal is he knows his way home. And he will come home and he will serve the Lord. She will serve the Lord. She will lay her life down for the Lord because the Lord doesn't change his mind when our children change their minds. Thank God for that. Amen. You see, Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. You see, that scripture tells me that one of the fruits of peace is gentleness. The rest of the scripture says, don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and by supplication, and thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And what does it say? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your... And the peace of God will guard your... And your mind. I'm going to show you something amazing that the Lord showed me there. But I want to tell you, gentleness is a fruit of peace in your life. Because when you walk in gentleness, you are at peace. Amen? When you curse me, I will bless you. What does that scripture say in Luke 6 verse 28? It says, bless and show kindness to those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever strikes you on the cheek, offer him the other one also. Simply ignore insignificant insults or losses and do not bother to retaliate, maintaining your dignity. How's that for the Amplified Bible? Hallelujah. Whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him. You grow in gentleness when you have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. Jesus is kind, he's gentle, he's loving, he's persevering. He's never ending. He never gives up. He never walks away. When we spend time with Jesus, guess what? We start having those attributes that when somebody curses us, we will bless them. Because that peace will cost you. It will cost you to hold that peace and it will cost you to lose that peace. Which one would you like to take? Amen? Like I often tell my children, choose your heart. Do you want peace at the cost of letting yourself go? Or do you choose not to have peace at the cost of letting your peace go? Do you hear what I'm saying this morning, church? There is strength in living in peace. There is a strength in living in peace. Paul says in Philippians 4 verse 7, he says, rather than being anxious, if we entrust ourselves to the Lord, If we will pray and if we will offer thanksgiving to God, if we will let our requests be made known to Him, He tells us that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your mind and your heart. I've told you this earlier today. Your mind and your heart. Can I demonstrate what that means? Can we have Franz, do you mind? And who's a great someone that can walk like a soldier like this? Skulk. So I'm using them to demonstrate something to you. You see the word God, the peace of God will guard your and your heart. That God is from the Greek word called garrison, which is a military term. So I want you to stand here, Franz. And then, Skulk, I want you to do what I'm going to do now, but you're not going to stop, okay? So you're going to walk around him like this. Okay? And like a military soldier. Yes, yes. Give him a hand, amen. He's doing it like a boss this morning. So it says the word God in the Greek is the term garrison, which is a military term. It means that the peace of God will come and patrol your life. Amen? It will protect your mind. It will strengthen your heart. And even during difficult situations, we will know an inner peace and a calmness of heart. Amen? What is patrolling your soul today? Because the peace of God is what God has for you. God has a peace that will control, that will guard, that will protect, that will be like a military force around your heart and around your mind. But what are you choosing this morning? Are you choosing peace? Or are you choosing something else? Amen. You just don't stop. You just keep guarding that man. You are his peace. Amen. Because this will stay with you in this week, and you will never ever forget that when you choose peace, God commands peace to walk around you and make a wall of fire. Amen. To guard your mind and to guard your heart. Amen. To guard your mind and to guard your heart. To guard your mind and to guard your heart. You see, the devil can never catch peace of God. The devil can never catch peace of God. If you guard your mind in your own strength, peace will not protect you. The Holy Spirit is so gentle and so kind that He will step back when we think we've got it. The Bible says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. He trusts in you. Peace was given to you. Amen? So peace was given to you. Can I tell you, anxiety was not given to you. It did not choose you. You chose him. Anxiety was not given to you. You chose anxiety. Amen? And he becomes a part of your choice. If you choose anxiety, he becomes a part of my choice. Can I have one more person this side? Come, come. So, in life, just stand over here for me. So, in life, I am going to walk in peace, or I'm going to choose anxiety. Do you understand what I'm showing you this morning? Just for demonstration purposes, she's not anxiety. Just for demonstration purposes this morning, she's anxiety, okay? She isn't that. She's a daughter of the Most High King. Amen? So, in life, we choose. Am I going to walk in peace and allow the presence of Jesus to garrison around me and be a military guard around my mind or around my heart? Because anxiety doesn't choose me. I have to go to anxiety and say, I choose you. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? When I'm with anxiety, my revelation comes from anxiety. I link myself up with anxiety. And I start building a relationship with anxiety. And I want to solve things on my own. Where God has offered us that. When I build a relationship with anxiety, anxiety isolates me. Anxiety becomes my voice. Stress becomes my voice. Depression becomes my voice. But I have to come and choose anxiety. Anxiety doesn't choose me. Amen? But when I build with God, then anxiety will leave and I will choose peace. Amen? When you accept the gift of peace, you build a relationship with peace. Yeah, Francis, in a relationship with peace. Do you understand what I'm saying this morning, church? When you choose anxiety, you build a relationship with anxiety. When you choose peace, you build a relationship with peace. When you choose anxiety, you grow in your relationship with anxiety. And anxiety includes depression. Anxiety includes stress. Amen. Who's got a bit of stress? So you choose your relationship with anxiety, and anxiety becomes who you are. Or you choose a relationship with the Prince of Peace, and this relationship starts growing. You see, the Lord says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift his face towards you and give you peace. Thank you very much. Will you remember him, or should I let him carry on for the rest of Sunday? Thank you very much. Amen. You see, so peace is a manifestation of your relationship with Jesus. When you spend time with Jesus, you spend time with the Prince of Peace. How long has it been since you've accepted God's gift of peace for you? This gift is priceless, but it confronts depression. This peace has no bounds. It confronts anxiety. This peace has no fear, because the love of God casts out all fear. And this love has no boundaries. You see, when we read about Jesus falling asleep on the boat, when I had to find a story or something to demonstrate peace, two main stories came up. The one story was Peter walking on the water. Amen. We all know about that. And that's a profound story of grace and truth and Jesus just being so incredible and us keeping his eyes on him. And then I looked at it, Jesus falling asleep on the boat. Is that not the other story that you automatically think about when you think about peace? Right? So I took Jesus falling asleep on the boat and I was thinking about it and all the normal things that you hear every time about the storm being so great and the disciples being so afraid, which is so normal and it's so profound that Jesus would be sleeping in a storm and they would wake him up to silence the waves. Are you with me this morning, church? And the disciples being so afraid that they're going to die that they go and find Jesus and, oh my gosh, Jesus is sleeping. How can he sleep? That's the norm of looking at that story, right? But then the Holy Spirit led me to the verse before that and the verse after that. And he said, but there's much more to this story. Because when we read about Jesus in the boat sleeping, we read just about that middle section. But if we read verse 22 and verse 27, a different picture comes to light. In verse 22, Jesus says, let us cross to the other side of the lake. Have you ever just read that quickly? Let us cross to the other side of the lake. Amen. And verse 27 says, and when Jesus had stepped out on land, they met him a man from the city who had demons. Have you ever read those two scriptures like that? You see, we focus on the storm. We focus on our situation. We focus what we are going through. We focus about how Jesus will calm our storm. But there was much more to the story because Jesus left the shore. He was going to go and bring an inward peace to a tormented man. This man was totally cut off from society. He was left to sleep in caves where people were buried in. He was often shackled. He was isolated. He was alone. Doesn't that sound like a relationship with anxiety? So Jesus, when he left the shore, had someone in mind. He had to bring peace to someone. Today, Jesus is ready to bring you back to life. Amen. Sometimes we focus on the outward storm and Jesus wants to come and heal the inward storm. We focus on what we're going through on the outside, but Jesus sees the inside. He knew he had to leave that shore to meet that man that was possessed with demons because that man possessed with demons needed a peace. He needed the Prince of Peace. And Jesus knew that doesn't matter what happens between leaving the shore and getting to the demon-possessed man. God was in control of his life. Amen? Sometimes we need to wake up and realize that God is in control of our lives. Amen? God is in control of our lives. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. The ugliest version of you doesn't put him off. Your biggest problem doesn't put him off. Your challenge doesn't make Jesus want to turn his back on you because he's shy of you. This is the God we serve, church. We need to wake up and realize who is in the boat with us. Jesus said, go to the other side. By hook or by crook, that boat would get to the other side. Even if it flew through the air in 15 different directions, it would land up on the other side altogether. Amen? So sometimes we have to stop focusing on the storm and we have to focus on Jesus and realize our outward storms, if we have that inward peace, that outward storm means nothing. Remember the skulk being a garrison around his heart and his mind. That is what Jesus gives you, amen? I want to share one thought with you. I was thinking, Lord, another thing that always goes with peace is weeping may enjoy for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When you have children and they are sick at night, you can't wait for that son to come out. Can I hear an amen from a mommy in the house or a daddy in the house? Amen. When that fever is raging and you trust in God to break that fever, you can't wait for that son to come out in the morning. But you know what? We have a promise of a new day. Morning isn't just when the sun comes out. Morning is when the light of God's word shines in your heart. Amen? Morning is when the light of God's word shines in your heart. You don't have to have a midnight to have a morning. You don't have to wait in the midnight for the morning. If you open God's word and his truth and you let that light shine into your heart, morning has come. Amen? You see, Revelations 21 verse 23 says, the city has no need of a sun, nor the moon that gives it light. For the splendor and radiance and the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is the lamp. The Lamb is the lamp. The Lamb is the lamp. You don't need to wait for an outward sign, a sun to come up, a light to be lit. The Lamb is a light, church. The Lamb is a light. You can take that light and put it on now. You can disconnect from anxiety now. You can disconnect from depression now. You see, Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, the sun is the radiance of God's glory. Jesus Christ is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Sustaining all things by his powerful word. What is your challenge this morning? He sustains all things by his powerful word. What are you going through this morning? He sustains all things by his powerful word. Take back your peace. Amen? Take back your peace. We serve the Prince of Peace who promises to always be with us. He will never leave or forsake you. I want to tell you, he will never turn his back on you. When you feel alone, it's just because you haven't looked around. God is right there. When you feel down, run into his arms. They are reliable arms. They are sustainable arms. They are strong arms. You see, he has given us peace. He says, my peace I have given you. This is a peace beyond your understanding. A peace beyond your understanding. Those with a surrendered life. Those with a surrendered life. Remember the cost of peace. Those with a surrendered life who pay the cost for peace will experience a peace of God that you've never ever had in your life before. Because that peace will start patrolling your life. It will start patrolling your heart. It will start patrolling your mind. And when anxiety comes and knocks on your door, you're going to say, sorry, I'm busy. Peace is patrolling my heart. Peace is patrolling my mind. Depression comes, sorry, depression, I'm busy. Peace is controlling my heart. Peace is controlling my mind. You see, I started this message with a statement by Charles Spurgeon that said, peace is like a gem with many different sides. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to conclude today with the second part of his statement when he affirmed that peace is the juice, the essence, and the soul of the gospel. Peace is the juice, the essence, and the soul of the gospel, because peace is Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? I think we need to drink some juice. Amen? We need to drink in the presence of Jesus. We need to drink in the love of Jesus. We need to drink in the grace of Jesus. We need to drink in the life of Jesus. We need to drink in the hope that comes from Jesus. We need to drink in the joy that comes from Jesus. We need to drink in the peace that comes from Jesus. We need to drink in every beautiful thing that Jesus has for you to drink. Amen? Let's give the Lord a hand this morning. Why settle for anxiety, depression, despondency when you can have peace that garrisons around you? That peace never goes to bed. When you sleep, that peace is garrisoning around you. When you wake up, that peace is garrisoning around you. It's a God walking up and down, looking after your heart and your mind, but drinking the juice and the essence of the gospel, which is Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen? He's always available. He's always unchanging. He's reliable and the answer to every single problem you are facing today. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 16 says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. Can I say that again? May the Lord of peace himself give you his peace. His peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.